Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September the 1st, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
We would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
This evening, we are discussing COVID-19, the decline in new cases and deaths, and also the detection of a new variant, the C.1.2, in South Africa and other nations.
We are also going to discuss about the Zim Expo CFI conferences in Dallas, Texas this weekend, where Zimbabweans in the diaspora will be able to hear more about the diaspora policy from government representatives.
But first, before we go into many of these other issues, let's look at what is happening in Zimbabwe. The Minister of Health has reported that there were 3 deaths yesterday from COVID-19 and 192 new cases. At the same time, the ministry reported that from last year, the country has recorded 124,733 cases, and out of these cases, 113,057 have actually recovered. The country has so far recorded 4,419 deaths, and it seems as if many people are actually dying. And at the same time, people that have been vaccinated for the first time are totaling 2,582,705, and those that have received their second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine are 1,636,498.
Scientists have detected the C.1.2 variant, which they say is concerning mutations. The variant first discovered in May is already present in 6 of South Africa's 9 provinces and in countries like DRC, Switzerland, New Zealand, Mauritius, and Portugal. Scientists say the variant has traits that are difficult to treat.
Ngabe mahlabezulu linjani lapho khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo namhla lojonga ke lapha sihlafuna indaba ezijeneyo lokuqala ngolwe COVID-19 ukuthi kwenzakalani eZimbabwe siyabona ukuthi ke kulabantu abathathu ababulewe COVID-19 izolo elizweni wathi ke abayi 192 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19 kusenjalo ke uhlangothi lwezempila kahle lubika ukuthi kulabantu abayi 124,733 asebahlolwa batholakala bele COVID-19 kusukela ngombimbitho nyakenye. Kunani leli sokulabantu abafika 113,057 asebaphepha kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Bese kusithi ke abantu abafika 4,419 bathathwa umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Uhlangothi lolu lubika njalo ukuthi sokulabantu abafika 2,582,705 asebejovwe okokuqala ijekiseni ye-COVID-19. Kuthi asebejovwe okwesibili sebefika 1,636,498. Sikhuluma nje okwamanje kukhanya ngazane sokuleyinye njalo i-variant kumbe ngithi umkhakha omunye we-COVID-19 okuthiwa yi-C.1.2 otholakaleyo kwele South Africa. Siyakhumbula ukuthi ke ngumabasa bake bakhuluma ngakho khonoko ukuthi kulo mkhakha lowo kodwa kukhanya ke ungani uyamemetheka kuna ngale kule South Africa. So kukhanya nomkhakha wangkhona uyadibanisa okuningi ukhanya ngazane kungahlupha abantu. Kuzobuya ke lo nyaka siyakwazi ukuthi kule Zimbabwe Expo khonapha ke kwele USA. So ibizwa kuthiwa yiZim Expo / CFI Conference eDallas, Texas. So siyakwazi ukuthi kumele kwenziwe lokhu ngempela viki. Kunabantu abaningi abakhangelele ukuthi bangahamba ke endaweni le. Ukuthi baye kuze ukuthi kambe uhamba njani elizweni leZimbabwe. So ke sime njalo ke Jonga.
Ndizvozvo Gibbs, nasi vadiwa vateereri nevatariri. Tiri kutarisa nenyaya yedenda reCOVID-19 munyika. Tinoona kuti nezuro hurumende yakazivisa kuti kwakashaya vanhu vatatu uye vamwe vanokwana kuita 192 kana kuti zana nemakumi mapfumbamwe nevaviri vakawanikwa vaine denda irori pano pavanhu vakavhenekwa nezuro. Tichitarisa kusvika kupera kwezuva nezuro musi waAugust 31, 2021 kana kuti Nyamavhuvhu 31, 2021 Zimbabwe yane vanhu vanokwana kuita 124,773 vabatwa nechirwere ichi. Tingati zviuru zana nemakumi maviri nezvina nemazana manomwe nemakumi manomwe nevatatu. Kusanganisirawo vanhu vanokwana kuita 113,057 vapora, kana kuti zviuru zana negumi nezvitatu nemakumi mashanu nevanomwe vapora kubva kudenda iri. Asi tisakanganwa kuti nyika yarasikirwawo zvakanyanya neupenyu hwevanhu vanokwana kuita 4,419, kana kuti zviuru zvina nemazana mana negumi nevapfumbamwe 4,419 vanhu vashaya kubva kudenda iri. Tichitarisawo kusvika kupera kwezuva nezuro, vanhu vanokwana kuita mamiriyoni maviri nezviuru mazana mashanu zvine makumi masere nezviviri nemazana manomwe nevashanu vakanga vabayiwa nhomba yekudzivirira COVID-19 yekutanga. Panyaya iyoyo yedenda reCOVID-19, tiri kunzwa kuti nyika dzinosanganisira South Africa dzakawana zvakare utachiwana hutsva hwedenda irori reCOVID-19 hunonzi C.1.2. huri kunzi hunokataza kana kuti hunopedza miviri yemunhu nguva diki diki kudarika mamwe mavariant kana kuti umwe utachiwana hwanga huchiwanikwa. Tinoona kuti nyika dzanga dzichindengendeka nevariant yanga iri kweiye zvino izvi. But manzwi atakuita iyo itsva iri kunzi hanzi inotapuriranwa nokukasika, uye yakutowanikwa munyika dzinosanganisira South Africa, Switzerland, DRC, New Zealand, Mauritius nePortugal. Nemafambiro anoita nyika, tisakanwa kuti nyika pasi rose rangove ngati global village. Munhu anogona kumuka nhasi ari muno muamerica, mangwana anoedzerwa kune imwe nyika muafrica akupi. Saka denda rinogona kunge rakutotenderera munyika dzakawanda kudarika idzi dzatiri kunzwa nezvadzo. Ndo imwe nyaya tichakurukura. Tichatarisawo nezviri kuitwa nevana vezimbabwe vari muno muamerica. Pane inonzi Zim Expo yakabatana gore rino neChristian Fellowship International kana kuti CFI vari kuita misangano yavo kuDallas mudunhu reTexas. Ikoko tinonzwa kuti kune zvakawanda zviri kuitika kusanganisira vaimbi vakabva kuZimbabwe vachanga variko ikoko, vanosanganisira Sandra Ndevele, Jasignal, Toki Vibes, vaMechanic Manyeruke nevamwe. Pamusoro pezvo tinonzwawo kuti gore rino kune vamiriri vehurumende vanenge variko kuti vanga vachitsanangura pamusoro pemutemo uri kunzi uri kuumbwa nehurumende unenge uchibata nyaya dzakananga nevari kunze kwenyika kana kuti vari kudiaspora, mutemo unonzi wediaspora policy. Tinonzwa kuti ivo vashandi vehurumende variko vakamirira kunge vachipindura mibvunzo nekutsanangurira vana veZimbabwe zvakanaka nezvakaipira mutemo iwoyu. Asi handitarisiri kuti pane zvakaipa zvinenge zvichitarisirwa, zvinozobva kubva kumaonero evanhu ivo vanenge vachitsanangura manakiro emutemo iwoyu. Zvimwe zvatinonzwa zviri kunyanyotariswa munyaya iyoyo ndikaingoti verenge igibvi mudiaspora policy, hanzi the government further acknowledges that the Zimbabwe diaspora wishes to be engaged as active citizens in national dialogue and affairs as they bring international exposure and lessons to the table. To this end, a directorate was established in the ministry. And directorate's mandate is to attract diaspora investment into the country's economy through the recently approved diaspora policy and engage Zimbabweans living and working in the diaspora and emphasizing that Zimbabwe is ready for such investments. Ndodzimwe nyaya dzinenge dzichitarisirwa kunge dzichikurukurwa iko kumusangano weZimu Expo nevamiriri vehurumende vachitsanangurira zvakanakira mutemo iwoyu kuti unenge uchipamikana kuvana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika kuti vanga vachikwanisa kuisa kana kuvamba mabhizimusi nezvimwe zvakadaro kunge vachipindawo munyaya dzinobata nyika yeZimbabwe kidzi.
Kunjalo kunoko ke ukwetulwa ngujonga ukuti ke kona ngale kuZimu Expo kuyave kuhlangane lezokholo, ukholo lwesiKristu ngabe kusenziwa into ezitshiyeneyo. So ke nxa sikhangela khona ngale ke kukhanya ngani beziphathamandla zikahulumente ziyabe zikhona eDallas, Texas, lapho kuyabe kule Zim Expo. Kukhulunywa ke ngokuthi idiaspora ingenzani ukuze kuthe ilizwe leZimbabwe lithuthuke. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke kulabantu abaningi kakhulu abahlala emazweni atshiyeneyo abafisa ukuthi ngaba bavota kwele Zimbabwe. So bathi nxa lifuna ukuthi sincedise khona ngale Zimbabwe lisinike phela ilungelo lokuthi sivote. So ngunye kwangikhona khonakojonga bese kubuya njalo nokuthi i-diaspora investment, ukuthi umuntu xa efuna ukuyatshala imali yakhe kwele Zimbabwe yafuna phela ukuthi kube le security ukuthi i security of property kungani yakukhuthazwa okunye kumangalisayo. So ke eZimbabwe lithi lona lizimisele ukuthatha abantu ukuthi bathi hayi ngena eZimbabwe lisebenze. So singaqhubeka ijonga sike sizwe ke ingxoxo yenziwe Ezra Jesus Banda with one of the people in Bulawayo concerning, you know, COVID-19 and, you know, school fees and all those kind of things. Let's hear the piece there.
Hi. Yebo Ndlovu.
Yeah.
Unjani Ndlovu ngapha ekhaya?
Ekhaya seMadopa.
WeMadopa. Lapha ngiyabona ukuthi lapha ke isikhathi sekukhona kodwa sokuchisa uvela hlatshwa. Uvela hlatshwa.
Eh,
bakunjani?
Hayi, angezalutho.
Okezalutho. Ngiyesibili nje ngiyaqala.
Hayi, ngiyaqala.
Khona uzaphendula. Usuke eMadopa uzohlatshwa umbhlala bedrop.
Hayi, hlalela ngapha eduze la.
Oh. Eh. Mm. So kodwa bathini ngalomkhuhlane ukhona nememethe? Kuba singcono.
Ah, nxa sisho wathi siba ngcono.
Siba ngcono. Kungani athi ngahlatshwa le isikhathi sonke lesi? Usafuna ukubona? Usayisawa.
Isikhathi safuna, isakade sikhali amalayini awa maningi ngale kwabe sikhona.
Okay, wena bekhona bakubulawa ngani?
Ngapha eFountain la.
Oh, eFountain? Okay, akwela clinic ngani?
Hayi, amaklinika zayisibuya ngapha besilande ngale manje sisuke baningi sine intanga lishona.
Awuzwayo. Unkosikazi unga?
Unkosikazi ndayi.
Sehlatshiweni?
Hayi, yelibe ngabuyanga. Yelibe ngabuyanga.
Oh, wena ufuna uqala uhlatshwa, ufuna unkosikazi ahlatshwe. Ufuna hayi.
Awuhlatshwa la, uhamba nemuli labantwana.
Oh, abantwana bangaki?
Abantwana nje four.
Okay. Loko ocina? Yiko uncane ocina?
Loko.
Hayi,
khona uncane bayalo.
Okay, bayafunda kodwa?
Eh, la bayafunda la.
Ithini school fees? Jonathan asiphelile.
Ah, kusho ukuthi njengoba sitsho ukuthi kuvikile oneli sikhona siyakuza ukuthi bakhwela besithi. So lathi
ngomvulo bavula abancane.
Bavula abancane.
Eh, awura mntwana osisekondari.
Hayi. Siyakuzwa kanjalo.
Manje wena ukhala ungakhuthaza abanye ukuthi bahlatshwe yini kumbe bangahlatshwa?
Ah. Mina ngithi okukhululekile zakusitsho angahlatshwa.
Eh. Wena uhlatshwe ukuthi uyafuna umbuye sabele ukuthi kuthokwe lo mthetho ukuthi awugade ozupho, awungene ebhenki, awuthini wahlatshwa?
Hayi.
Wena uhlatshwe ukufuna kwakho?
Ufuna kwami nje kuphela ukuthi hayi. Xa kuyinto elaphayo kwelashwa kuphela.
So kwambona umuntu ogula nge-COVID?
Hayi.
Aza kumbona?
Hayi.
Lofe ngayo aza kumbona, aza kuzwa ngayo?
Hayi, akuphonga ukuzwa kuphela kwesayo. Kanti ngendlela yabe senziwe ngayo yabe singasamboni.
Asamboni. No Ndlovu, siyabonga ngesikhathi sakho.
Hayi.
So there you are, Jogan. So Ezra Jesus Banda was talking to a resident of Bulawayo about COVID-19. So basically what this gentleman was saying, that is Mr. Ndlovu, he was saying, you know, he voluntarily went for vaccination. So he says he sees fit to do that, but his wife has not yet been vaccinated and kids. So he says they'll go at their own time, and he's happy that he has been vaccinated. So, and he's also happy that the number of cases, COVID-19 cases, is actually going down in Zimbabwe. So he says, yeah, that's good news, and maybe these vaccines may be helping a lot, you know, according to him. Yeah.
Yes, and Gibbs, remember we heard from yesterday's cabinet meeting that children between 14 and 18 years old were encouraged, strongly encouraged to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a positive development too. Remember, schools just got opened, and also, but the gentleman I spoke with for our show, Mr. Itairu Sike, of mm-hmm. Community working group, health working group. He said that I think there should be some consent from parents and guardians before these 14 to 18 year olds get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, so you can go ahead now. I think we've got our first guest.
Yes, Tine Tina Opa Wanyarkan Vedu, we have Tirongwa, Dala Tawanda, so said Jokora. Vanoe Sashigaro, the Battle MDC Alliance, Mudunre, North America. Magadi wa Jokora.
Chipo, Magadi, Magadi, Zimbabwe.
ndirikuona kuti kamera yenyu yakati tarisei mudenga sitereki saka imi muri kuzongooneka kubva pachirebvu chichingotikwirei amena kuti yeah, I think thank you so much. Yes, Mr. Zikora, what's your take on the developments back home with regards to COVID-19? We have seen a very encouraging development, especially on the decline in deaths and new cases.
We welcome what the Minister of Health is doing, especially what you just said here, that they are encouraging young people under the age of 14 to 18 to be vaccinated. We as the MDC Alliance have been very steadfast telling Zimbabweans to go and get vaccinated. And we will continue to ask people to do the same. It helps. We are seeing it here that the COVID-19 impact in the USA has greatly been reduced. Because a lot of people, millions of people, have been vaccinated. So we continue to encourage Zimbabweans in Zimbabwe and outside Zimbabwe to get vaccinated.
And also we heard from the minister responsible for information, Ms. Monica Mutsangwa, that those are coming from countries that were marked as hotspots, like India. Are no longer required to be quarantined. What's your take on that?
Yeah, those are the mistakes that we continue to see our government making. There is no reason why they should be relaxing rules at such a critical point. Zimbabweans are dying as we are speaking. More than 4,000 people have lost their lives. So for us to do what is contrary to what all the other countries are doing here in the USA, if you are coming from South Africa, if you are coming from a hotspot country, you are not allowed. And the US has made it very clear. Even the people from the United Kingdom, from Europe, all those people are not allowed to just come in the United States because they are protecting their people. And that's exactly what we expect of the Zimbabwean government. They have a responsibility to protect the Zimbabwean people. And one way of doing that is making sure that all those people that are coming from countries that are considered hotspot by, you know, all the countries should not be allowed to just come in the country like that. So I don't even know what is going on with my Monica Mutsangwa to make such an announcement.
Thank you so much, Zokora. We are trying to reach out to Mr. Regis Charumbira Vusango, the ZANU-PF North America chairman. And let me see if we can get hold of him on the phone. Vachisango, Vacharumbira Vusango Magadi.
Vachonga Magadi.
I want to remind you the Urombo Tazita Shukufunera Ipa Nare, Nakuti, Dufunga Network, Yingerutine, Askana Mchkwansa, Yukuzupinda, Palinki, Atakupai, Raganaka, Chosasi, Timbunga, Kwamuri Kuti. Munoti tiri kukurukura nenyaya yekuti vanhu tinoona kuti vanhu vatatu chete nezuro ndovakashaya kubva COVID-19 hongu vatatu vanhu vakawanda asi tichienzanisa nezvanga tichimboitika mazuva apera tinoona kuti paita kutseketudzika kwakakura kwazvo zvokuti namba yatidzikirei kana kuti wando wadzikira zvimwe chete nevari kubatwa vaine utachiwana nezuro kwakawanikwa kune vanhu 192. Vanga vachitaura avo ndavatawanda Dzokora veMDC Alliance vari kuti aiva vanotenda matanho akatorwa nehurumende yekuti vanhu vanga vachidzika uyandohwanu vari kubatwa neCOVID-19 hunge huchidzika asi vari kushoropodzawo matanho akafanana nekuti vanhu vanovhurirwa kunzi vanga vachipinda vasingaende kuquarantine vari kubva kunyika dzanga dzichinzi dzanga dziine denda rie Delta variant. Zvii zvamungataurawo imi?
Ndinotenda vajonga. Vazokora semu semunhu ari kuopposition munhu ari kuita basa rake rokutsoropodza government ndozvinoita opposition ende tinotozviziva ndosaka ichinzi opposition kutsoropodza zvese zvinenge zvichiitwa negovernment zvakanaka asi hazvirevi kuti kutsoropodza kureva kuti government inenge ichikonewa itsu government yedu iro yavamunangagwa iri kugona nokuti mukaona kuti pakatanga mavariants aya achibva kusouth africa taitofunga kuti pachaita disaster yakanyanyisa Of course, Sagarasi, but open the van. But without the Mutangami, the way to what's night, he completed in Nanga. Mutangami, the Singa Chayan, I don't can I get that tune, I'm a cheater. But Junga, Tikona is putting Shonga, it could be in the aim of vaccines are looking at Zimbabwe. I look in the only weekly test. The president Nanga, I could try by all means to make sure I could see Shonga Yashika everywhere. Man, vaccinated was here, vaccinated was here. Ezukona pakatanga variant iyo India Delta. Mjonga inga sada ni yako pinda. Mjonga inga zopinda wa masinzi. Nuhu tanga kufaksinetiwa. Zinuwa sakaita kuti. Masinzi. Vacha abachi mira kupatwa neti kwele. Nuhu mira kufa. Ma tete letu letu ratika. Matina maradi yuwa nama chatu cheti. Atitika. Zunu zoto pala kuto tenda marino kutenda kuti makati palita. Une muono wakanaka. Ende zunu zatino kuru zira kuti.
Maita basa wa charumbira ipapo timbuli. Nyaya kadaro nisaenda enda kuna wa zokora ndo zawatu waru na kupindula. Mune zoe mwenye ili kunetsa panyaye ma certificate. Rispiti kama
sikuwa. Or maybe I chip in with the one guy here.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to put forward something to give before I come to you. I just wanted to say, you know, the issue of certification. Some people, they produce fake certificates. Yes. And so there's need for scrutiny. That's what I wanted to say.
Oh, okay. Yes, we also have Mr. Busani Busontini. He is here in USA. Mr. Ntini, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr. Julia. How are you?
Oh, very fine. How are you?
Doing well.
Wonderful. So just tell us about what's going on, you know, around you there in Upper New York. In terms of, you know, COVID-19, we see that there are some very high numbers these days, you know, in USA. So what's going on there?
Yeah, as you know, our schools opened about 2 weeks ago in our area, and I think it is the same for pretty much all the areas in the U.S. And with schools opening, definitely cases have gone up. I think we are now averaging about maybe 3,000 plus cases a day. Which is equivalent to what we experienced sometime in November of 2020. So definitely when you look at the trend, things are going up. They are not slowing down in New York. I know there are other states that are even hard hit, but in New York, definitely the trend is going up.
So, lina kuna poge Liz Vigela njani kumkhuhlane lo xa ngatshela ke uZulu babontini
kunenkinga khonapho Dube ngoba ngakhangela amakhampani amaningi ade sevumele ukuthi sibuyele emsebenzini. So lesitshelele ukuthi hayi nxa uvaccinated hayi CDC ama-regulations we don't need a mask. But mina ikhampani yami izolo isikhuphe izinqumo ezintsha. Kanti sokuthiwa sokumele sigqoke ama-mask. Singaba sendaweni ehofisi nola bantu abadlula 20 sokumele sigqoke ama-mask. So i-CDC ngangithiwa yenza imithetho kumbe ama-guidelines ebelula masinyane. Njalo abantu besethi nxa bengena emsebenzini bekuma-conference room bezihlalele next to each other bethi hhayi thina sisahlatshwa i-vaccine akuselahlupho. Yebo, siyakwazi ukuthi abantu abahlatshiweyo ama-chances okuthi bebulele kuma-ICU malutshwane kodwa iqiniso ukuthi ngishoma wahlatshwa ungaba-exposed emuntwini olayo i-corona kule chance ukuthi ungagula kumbe la uhambe uye-transmitter kwabanye abantu abangakahlatshwa ikakhulu abantwana. So yikho esikukhangeleyo khathesi ukuthi yebo sesibuyele emsebenzini kodwa i-CDC isitshele ukuthi hhayi alisadinga ama-mask le physical distancing ingasaqakathenga kakhulu kodwa besebephendwa kabethi hhayi njoma wahlatshwa so kumele ubuyele kukhana vele sikwenza ukuthi ugqoke i-mask, you know, sanitize your hands and, you know, self-distance. I think that is a sphere that one.
Yeah, so
what I was saying is that, you know, in New York, cases have been going up. Given the fact that people have been going back to work, the CDC have given the guidelines that we no longer need to wear masks if we are in our offices, if there's less than 20 people and we have been vaccinated. However, for my company, for instance, as of yesterday, they have walked back the whole, you know, those guidelines. Now we are required to wear masks anytime that we are in the office, whether you're vaccinated or not. So it's a departure from what the CDC has been preaching, telling people that those that are vaccinated shouldn't worry, you're protected. They were downplaying the issue of transmittal, which personally, scientifically, I don't understand why people believe that if you're vaccinated, you cannot transmit, you cannot catch the virus and transmit it. But that's an argument for another day. But definitely what we're seeing in New York with people going back to the office, there's a chance that we may have to go back to working remotely again because people are getting sick, especially those that are not vaccinated.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. Chonga, I think we still have Mr. Tsokora. Mr. Tsokora, can you see me?
Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead, but adjust your camera. Chonga.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just shocked that Mr. Regis doesn't consider the death of more than 4,000 Zimbabweans as a disaster. He is belittling that, saying he thought that it was going to be a disaster, but thank God for Emmerson Mnangagwa, it wasn't a disaster. It is a disaster when in a country of 14 million people, more than 4,000 people loses their lives. I sincerely believe that half those people, if not three quarters of them, would not have died if the government had stepped in at the time when everyone else was telling the government to close its borders. So it's unfortunate that ZANU-PF does not see the death of more than 4,000 Zimbabweans as a disaster, just like they don't see the death of six people that get shot in streets by soldiers as a disaster, just like they don't see the death and the murder of more than 20,000 people that were murdered in Matabeleland. They say it's not a disaster. Just like they don't see the suffering people right now, suffering of Zimbabweans that are not getting any support from the government during COVID-19. It's not a disaster to them. But I can tell Mr. Regis that our people are suffering, Zimbabweans are suffering. Most of the countries that Zimbabwe relate with are helping their people. They are giving support. They are giving social and economic support to their people. And this is non-existent in Zimbabwe, despite the fact that Zimbabwe has received millions of dollars from donors from America, from the United Kingdom. Right now, as we are speaking, Zimbabwe was given more than $1 billion, and they were given that as support of the country to what has been caused by the COVID-19. So we hope that they are going to use that money for the people of Zimbabwe, for the benefit of the people of Zimbabwe, to make sure that health facilities in Zimbabwe have everything that they need. We hope that the lives of Zimbabweans are going to improve as a result of that $1 billion. So varegere kuya pano vachitaura kuti kufa kwevanhu zvuru zvina munyika yedu diki kudaro hakuna basa. Zvinoshatirisa.
Thank you so much. Regai tinzweva Vusango pindura itinzwe.
Unoona vajonga munoona politics dzinoitwa namadzokora kai. Hadzisi politics dzokuvo dzinovaka nyika yeZimbabwe. Right now, when you look at the almost $1 billion that was given, and I beat Chamisa and these Zokoras, they were going to lobby for Zimbabwe not to get that money. It's like Zokora, you are becoming like a witch of Zimbabwe. It's pathetic the way you guys do things. Now you are talking about the $1 billion that you were fighting for us not to get the money. But that's why I said, Comrade Jim Nangagwa, we were given it by God. All the things that you are planning for him to not work, it's working. What you need to do is to wake up from your sleep and smell the coffee. Zimbabwe will continue to grow. The economy will sustain regardless of all the activities you do in the dark. Fighting Zimbabwe, left, right, and center. Go and look for sanctions. You go and look for writing letters to the International Monetary Fund. That is Zimbabwe should not get a single cent. That you are patriotic. What you are actually doing is you are going to pay for it, Zokora. I want to tell you, you are going to pay for all the inflictions that you have been putting to the children of Zimbabwe. People are watching.
So are you threatening me now?
Listen. Vacharumbira, tidi kuti mutaure zvinenge zvinetyisidzira vamwe. Inei discussion yakasununga iri open. Yes, but Iowa, we don't want you to threaten. Yeah, we don't want you guys to threaten each other.
Talking about the $1 billion that we were given, they were writing letters in the National Monetary Fund for us not to get the money.
Yeah, but you should not threaten anyone.
No. The thing is, we are talking to people like Zokora. They cannot continue to be patriotic. Why? Because they go behind doors. They are trying to inflict pain on the children of Zimbabwe. We want people who are patriotic. If we're talking about politics, don't come here and tell me that the people that died in Zimbabwe, I don't have the heart for the people. Look at your statement. But I said we want to thank the government of Comrade Jim Nangagwa for bringing more vaccines. That's why the death row has gone down. A lot of people that have been vaccinated and giving a positive note on that. What you are doing is you are trying by all means to track everything that the government is doing. Patriotic.
If you want us
to go that route of not being patriotic, you know what? I'm not interested in debating politics with people like you, Zokora.
No, but Mr. Charumbira, we know you as a level-headed guy, so there's no need to threaten each other. This is an open discussion. People have their views. That's why we bring in different views, different people.
Yeah. Make sure that he understands the point. Someone is going to write letters that we should not get the money that we are supposed to get. Every country is getting the money. But someone, the opposition, your party, is going to lobby for us not to get the money. And now you come here, you're talking about the $1 billion that you will actually sleeping day and night, writing letters for us not to get the money. Here, you're cutting so much the money to work for the
money. Can you stop saying lies here?
You
Gibbs, chip in.
Yes, so Mr. Tsokora, we are going to give you just about a few minutes to respond. Go ahead, sir.
The MDC Alliance has never at any time written any letter to stop the Zimbabwean people or the Zimbabwean government from getting any money anyway. What Mr. Regis is saying here are total lies, and I'm not surprised because that's the nature of ZANU-PF, to come on public broadcast and threaten people and feed Zimbabweans with lies. Mangwana wachio waitara kuti Zimbabwe under my sanctions. My sanctions api wachipiwa $1 billion ne IMF. My sanctions api wawari kutawara wa Regis. America ichi supporta Zimbabwe shakadaru. UK ichi pamazi millions of dollars achienda ku Zimbabwe shakadaru. Europe ichi ramba ichiende samazi millions of dollars shakadaru. Ivo wa mnangagwa chayo. Vane makamba na wano shanda navo muno ma America. Atino ziva, anima zita atino ziva. Neku United Kingdom. Arikuita basa rao anonzi ma public relations companies. Saka vanotaura kuti ma sanctions acho ndi api vachiwana rupatsiro rwakadaro kubva kunyika dzavanogara vachingonongedzera. Kana paine zvirikuitika ngazviitike muZimbabwe asi ngavaregedze kunongedzera MDC Alliance. Hakuna tsamba yakanyorwa. Totodawo kuti vana veZimbabwe vabatsirikane. Totoendawo tichinokumbira mari, tichinokumbira kuti batsirai vanhu vedu vari kufa neCovid uku. Ndozvatinotoita. Saka zviri kutaurwa navaregisi izvo ndezvekugotsi kwatsuro. Hakuna munhu akambonyora tsamba achiti Zimbabwe isapiwe mari.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tsokora. Now we're joined by Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who is based in South Africa. He is a political commentator. Baba Ngulube, sawamukela kuhlelo kwako.
Ngiyabonga baba Duwe, ngiyabonga njani lonke ba.
Siyabonga kakhulu ye ukuthi sosingenile kuhlelo. So akutsho baba lapha Ngulube ukuthi nxa ukhangela khonapho eSouth Africa, sokulenye variant le yeCovid okuthiwa
C.1.2, is what is the value of the province. So that thing has been the slave. Kulama changes akusei iko lokube kukhona ngama last 3-4 weeks back. Isibhedlela i pressure it seems ukuthi there is a change, there is improvements.
And we on another note, we hear that the government officials who are going to attend this year's edition of Zim Expo here in Dallas, Texas. So it's all about trying to find out what the diaspora wants in terms of investing back home and any other issues. What would you wish the government to do for you? What can the government do for you in terms of you living in South Africa? What do you want?
We just want a good climate at home, political climate where we can go back and work, invest, trust the government, trust the situation, trust everything. Maybe we should learn one or two lessons from what just happened in Zambia. The opposition and the government is not enemies. It's just political rival. After elections, we continue with life.
So, do you trust the government right now that is in power in Zimbabwe?
No, that's, we don't trust it. We don't trust. That's why we are all over the countries. We are even scared to invest. That very little we are scared to invest at home. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We are not. Even if you want to settle your home, but you're not sure what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, so again, far kwarongo ngesindebele kwathi khuluma ngoba.
Yiti uhulumeni asimthembi baba Duba sikwazi ukungenzeka eZimbabwe, eZimbabwe kunje ngomkhathi uyalala namhla izulu sina kusasa uvuke ukuchiswa ilanga asisazi asiyazi isimo sekhaya. Sesaba nje lokuthi sihambe ekhaya awu. Lobu ufuna ukuhamba uyafaka kuyisenti kwakho yabo ukwazi ukuthi uzakuthola konke kuyisenti kwesisikade uyakushiya ebanki kuyi-1000 kuvuke sokuyidola eli-1 asikwazi asiqiniso nje
kodwa abanye bathi nesaba umnyama ongalampisi
hhayi ukuthi kwesaba umnyama ongalampisi phela akabe khona oyedwa osehambile wayabona ukuthi kwenzakalani ngoba siyakwazi iqiniso siyalazi sonke yikho ngilinganisa ngokuthi ngabe kunje ezambia ama-elections edlule they are over elections they are continuing with life so ku-invest abantu they are going back to normal life ekhaya uyesaba nje uyesaba la manje unxabe sithi sesa umnyama ongalambisi manje nje mina nginje I'm planning ukuthatha i-passport zabantwana I have to spend 15,000 for i-passport yabantu abangu 35,000 for i-passport and we are even striking to get ama forms a passport they have to pay 300 just to log in to have an appointment is a challenge
jonga lewa
yes Gibbs I'm trying to connect with Dr. Tundray Taylor of Zimexpo is the Zimexpo board chair but I'm trying to call him and while I was trying to do that I lost Mr. Charumbira.
I was still having Mr. Ntini, I think yes.
Yes. But what I just wanted to know maybe is how Zimbabweans in South Africa are coping with this new variant because we understand last time when the Delta variant was discovered some Zimbabweans decided to return home for a while things are cooled down. I don't know how things are this time around. Sir, the gentleman in South Africa.
Ngulube.
Yeah, sorry. It's not out of hand yet. We heard from the news that there is another variant, but we haven't seen it on the ground as last time. So still life as usual. People went back home because they lost jobs. Of course, even now people are losing jobs, but we can't say it's because of the current variant. We haven't seen this variant so far, but the situation is bad.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Ntini, looking at the way things are happening, you know, in terms of the Zim Expo edition this year, you know, there are some government representatives attending the Zim Expo, which is going to be convened this weekend. So tell us, what would you wish could come out of the Zim Expo in terms of the diaspora policy? You know, because they are going around saying Zimbabwe is ready for investment, Zimbabwe is ready for business, is open for business, and all those kind of things. Can you talk around those issues?
Yeah, I really do appreciate the Zim Expo guys. I know quite a few of them during my time when I was in the DC area. I think especially the gentleman that is now in Atlanta. But I think Zimbabwe can be open for business. We can say it's open for business, but if the, you know, if things on the ground are not fixed, if the politics is not fixed, the economy is not fixed, it is hard to invest at home. Like what Nkulu was saying, you know, you may, you know, have in the banking that you have, you know, a cow. You may wake up tomorrow, you are being told that your cows have turned out to be donkeys because they don't have one currency. If I go into Zimbabwe with my US dollars, there's no guarantee that I'll be able to get my capital out, that I'll be able to get my profit out. They need to fix this issue of the currency. If they can speak with the US dollars only, let that be. If they want to go with the bond note, let that be. They cannot have more than one currency and expect people to bring in their hard-earned cash with no safeguards or no you know, promises that you'll be able to get your money out. So that's a big issue for me. So Zim Expo, yes, I do appreciate them coming out every year or every other year. You know, if I were to attend this one, I think the only thing that I'll go there for is to renew my passport if they, you know, they have someone who's coming out to help us renew our passports. But other than that, it's hard really to sell Zimbabwe to anyone that is outside of Zimbabwe right now.
It's terrifying, isn't it?
Na umbono wami iZim Expo into enhle kakhulu ngoba iyasikhonektha labasekhaya kumbe ngabameli begovernment abasekhaya kodwa iqiniso ukuthi kuzima ukuthi umuntu ethathe imali yakhe. Ukuthi ukonvince abantu abalezimali ukuthi bethathe imali yakhe ehambise eZimbabwe. Ngoba kulenhlupho ezithize, okwepolitiki kumele kulungiswe, okwe-economy kumele kulungiswe. Ikakhulu ye-economy sikhangele indaba ye-currency.
Mm-hmm.
They need to pick one currency, behlale le-currency. Yodwa kwenzeka ukuthi mina ngena nale mali yami yama-US dollars, mama-pound, ngiyazi ukuthi hayi, nxa sengifuna ukukhipha imali yami ngizakwanisa ukuyikhipha, nxa sengithola ama-profit ami ngiyakwanisa ukuthi ngiwakhiphe elizweni leZimbabwe. But kathesi kule ngozi yokuthi ngingahamba bese ama-US dollars ami engavuka setshintshile sokuthiwa sengamabhondi kusasa. Yilo uhlupho olukhona ikakhulu. Kodwa mina ngokwami nxa izinto expo seliqhubeka, nxa ukuthi bengaba lethuba lokuyafika khona, into ade engayenzayo ukuthi ngiya-renew i-passport yami kade ngaphandle kwalokho, hhayi angiboni ukuthi ngingazama ukukhombisa omunye umuntu ukuthi ayinveste eZimbabwe kwalesi sikhathi. Kumele kulunge izinto ezithize engizitshilo eze-economy bezepolitiki.
Yes, akuzwa kakhulu ke Jonga.
Yes, Gibbs, I'm still trying to call Dr. Tunderai Taylor, the ZimExpo board chair,
mm-hmm.
but unfortunately he's not picking up because he was traveling to Dallas, Texas, where the ZimExpo is happening. But I think we can hear from Mr. Jokora, your take, Mr. Jokora, on the ZimExpo and mostly looking at the issue of diaspora policy, where we understand that there are government officials there to respond to any queries about that, and also explaining to Zimbabweans the benefits of the diaspora policy.
I want to appreciate the organizers of Zim Expo. It's a good thing that they are doing. They bring Zimbabweans together. We as the MGC Alliance will be there represented by our branch in Texas, Dallas. We have always have had a relationship with Zim Expo. We always go there and display. Like now, we have a stand there. Any people that want to know more about the presence of the MGC Alliance in North America can go and discuss. And in the pursuant discussion that will be ongoing with the Zimbabwean community and the Zimbabwean government, we will be fully represented by our branch chairperson there, Advocate Masie, who will obviously be representing the interests of Zimbabweans here in North America, especially those affiliated to the MGC Alliance. And coming back to the issue of engagement by the government, we welcome that spirit of engagement. We welcome that it has finally dawned on the government that there are people in Zimbabwe, that the Zimbabwean government now fully recognize and realize that there are Zimbabweans who are out there who should be equal partners in the development of the country. We just hope that they're not just coming because they're thinking the diaspora remittances are going to die down, because there's been a lot of talk, a lot of noise about Zimbabweans stopping the diaspora remittances because their voices are not being heard. So I sincerely hope that the government will be consulting in sincerity, that when they hear what Zimbabweans are going to say, what Zimbabweans are going to give to them at the expo, they'll go back home and implement that honestly. What we've seen in the years, because this is not the first time that the government has tried to come out and lure Zimbabweans to go back to Zimbabwe. They come here, they get the people's concerns, and then when they go back to Zimbabwe, they go back to their old ways, to what they've been doing in the past 40 years, that they don't recognize as Zimbabweans. We in the diaspora have been asking the government to allow diaspora vote, to allow Zimbabweans in the diaspora to exercise their constitutional right, as what is happening with Mozambicans, Zambians, Malawians, and other Africans in our region who are allowed to vote from where they are. So we hope that they will seriously consider that plea, because we have always said that there shouldn't be any taxation without representation, and there shouldn't be, you know, nothing that should be discussed about us decisions made about us without us. So hopefully they will listen. As we are speaking right now, as Zimbabweans are in North America, we are preparing for a very big demonstration at the United Nations in New York, where our theme is around the issue of the diaspora vote. We are fighting for the diaspora vote. The government has to listen. The government has to ensure that in 2023, every Zimbabwean who is entitled by the Constitution to vote is allowed to vote. And we are not only demanding the diaspora vote, but we are demanding the diaspora voter together with the all the safety precautions that go with it. We don't want the diaspora vote to be used by the government as a potential source of rigging. So we'll be there in the in New York. Chief Ndweni will be flying all the way from the United Kingdom, and we'll be having some people from Zimbabwe and other countries that will be coming to be in solidarity with us as Zimbabweans. So as they are here, the officials are from the government. They should listen to what they are going to, the people mm-hmm. are going to say. Our chairman definitely is going to put up a good representation in as far as the diaspora vote is concerned.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. We have Mr. Charumbira Vusango on the phone. We can hear from him before we go to our other guests. Charumbira Vusango, ndofunga maamuchinzwa zvashaurwa nava dzokora.
Yes, I think that pindira pa nete pakati. I think the last three quarter of his message.
Ah, okay. Regai ndiko kupa highlight. Vanga vachitaura pamusoro pe Zim Expo iriko yezvino, vatanga vachitaura kuti aiva vano tenda nekurumbidza varongi vemutambo iwe Zim Expo. Vari kuorganiza vachitaura kuti aiva vanhu vari kukwanisa kuti vabatanidze vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Pamusoro pezvo vanga vachitsanangura pamazopinda vanga vachitaura nenyaya yediaspora policy nezvavanofunga kuti zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa. Ndofunga ndo pamazopindira ipapo. Taura henyu.
Ndotenda sikuru. Ndotenda mashoko ataurwa navatsokora three quarter of the message plus zvamaenda mashoko akanaka sikuru iwavo. Ndotanga nediaspora vote. I think but the diaspora votes issues in ZANU-PF will still stand with the government and the ZEC's mandate. You could see there is quite a lot that that needs to be put together. Could the diaspora vote in Bude? The diaspora vote, I hope, was based on Jinofunga. Sometimes you could see ZANU-PF, ZANU-PF is a big following of diaspora. Right now, the diaspora policy. You have to formalize it. You have to pera. I don't know in the case if you are the case of the formalities actually in diaspora. Vazokora kana muri ku New York kana muri ku America, conduct an embassy yenyu mupuwe document iroro rinenge ratova almost to maturity. Moriverenga moona kuti government position yacho pa diaspora ndeichi. Inenge ndichikumbira nechekuti sevana veZimbabwe kana kuti dzibhetaka. It's not about us, it's about the people at large, Zimbabwe at large. It's even about the children of Zimbabwe who will come after us, generations to come. Now, we see this development in Kaikoko, Expo. I think this is not a new development, could you buy me, you look at your food, it's being done all over the world. Zimbabwean embassies. And Zimbabwe, foreign affairs, I would say my comments to make sure that they mobilize and they make it up as Zimbabwe or whoever they are to understand that yes, you can be in the diaspora. We really appreciate what you are doing, but at the end of the day, you have to put all that you are doing out here to your country, because there's a lot of brains in Zimbabwe in terms of economy, politics, or whatever, social lives, and all that. Sara, it is a very good development, Zimbabwe. This is not political. You come together and you showcase what you showcase. There's quite a lot of people from Zimbabwe who are expertise in various areas. And we want to thank also the government and the foreign affairs offices for initiating this development. Because without this, it will be difficult for us to continue to showcase our country. I would want to say, as Zimbabweans, we should look at how beautiful our country is. discussions. They don't need politics. It does not matter which political group you belong to or you are to. We can have constructive discussions about building our country, Zimbabwe, without, because the moment we align ourselves to political figures, then we start taking the hate if it's there and the division that is there between those leaders. So now what I'm urging, and I've been always saying this, if you recall, that we as people in the diaspora, in Zimbabwe, why can't we sometimes have discussions that don't include politics? You, me, you and me, Zoko, we can do something, we can formalize things, we can come up with plans and a lot of things that we can do to build our nation without politics. But the moment we involve politics, then we start looking at each other with different eyes. And I don't want to continue doing that, and I don't also want you to continue doing that, because the moment we do that, we will continue to push Zimbabwe backwards instead of forward. Look at Dubai. Look at where they are. Look at Singapore. Look at other countries, even in Africa itself. There are some countries that if you meet South Africans, if you meet people from Malawi, I meet Malawians all the time, they talk about politics, but they talk lightly about politics. They value the relationship that they have abroad than the relationship that they have politically back home. So this is what I want to extend to my colleagues in the FDC. For us to build this Zimbabwe, we have to start imitating each other. Not always politically, but economically and social. Once we do that, because politics comes after our economy and our social activity. We meet together, we eat, then we talk about politics. We don't just meet and talk about politics. So, in the current government, some of us, we are relatives. And sometimes when you talk about politics, we start pointing fingers at things that are not needed. And then we start corrupting discussions that are not needed. Zimbabweans who are listening, they don't want to continue hearing rhetoric. They want to see substance. So, I want to thank the government, the Foreign Affairs offices for what they initiated over there in America. Those who are there, they can go. As far as the demo session that Zokora was talking about, that in Luwen and all other people are coming, we are also aware of that demonstration. We are always actually there in New York during that time. We are there to defend the sovereignty of our party in Zambia and also the position of the country. So we will meet there on the streets of New York by the UN there. You know where we always meet. And if we're going to have some dialogue, you know, I would think that meeting for a demonstration, it does not feed anyone to our people. It does not give food to anyone's mouth. But it was going to be good for us to meet there and discuss about ways we can improve the economic, political situations of our country. Not to just go in New York and stand and shout.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Vusango. So, Babungulube, your last word, sir.
I'm happy to hear such a good statement from ZANU-PF National Party. Is it practice on the ground? Do Zimbabweans do that? Do ZANU-PF preach that kind of statement to the population on the ground? I wonder. Hey, thanks very much to everyone. I think we have got a hope. I don't know what's going to happen next. Ithi mina baba dube angazi ngiyathaba ukuza ubaba lo owezana ekhuluma kuhle kangaka but okungumangazayo ukuthi ukukhuluma lokhu akukhuluma kuhle kangaka kuradio kuground bayakuchumayeza yena abantu kuground ngoba sayazi okwenzakala kuground ukuthi kwehlukile kakhulu lalokhu kwenzakala Zimbabwe Expo leyo siyayiqala ukuyizwa thina lapho kule-South Africa kule-population eningi yeZimbabwe but indaba ingabuyi yona iZimbabwe Expo le
Babuntini, 10 seconds.
No, thank you, Mr. Dube, and thank you, Mr. Joker, for inviting us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think we've come to the end of the show, Chonga. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Tawanda Tsokora of the MTC Alliance in North America, Mr. Regis Vusango of ZANU-PF, is also in North America, Mr. Sipongulube, who is a political activist based in South Africa, and Mr. Busani Mbusontini, a commentator based in New York, USA. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, Jonga Kande Mirin, Mr. Sangana Zakarim, Nesimus, Rongwa, the Studio 7, Mara Zakana Kalachere.
Good night.